Jennifer Natale. She's the general manager of the Grayton Road Tavern. Big deal last night. Joining the Jen and Tim show on Cleveland Star 102.
Tell me you've talked to George, the guy whose ticket was called, and he didn't pick a number.
No, we did not. Not only did he not have a number, but he did not have an area code on his phone number either.
Wow. Oh,
no area code or no number. He was filling those things out quickly.
Maybe he had a few beverages before he filled them out.
maybe. You never know.
So was it exciting as the jackpot grew, or is it more exciting that this is now over?
Sure. It was actually a little bit of both. It was very exciting for us, but at the same time, it was, you know, after 50 weeks, it can be a little bit tiring. But the excitement that it built actually sort of overtook that end of, you know, being tired. So
this pot started almost a year ago at what amount?
We actually started it at $1,000 of our own money to put it in and give it a little bit of a jump start. So
that really gave it a jump start. My goodness. So here you are, what, 50 weeks later?
50 weeks later, $5.5 million later, too.
I feel like the amount of food and beverages you've sold in the amount of time over the past year while people are there to buy tickets has to be astronomical. I mean,
yeah, I'll be honest with you. It has done wonders for our business, not only ours, but all the affiliate locations that we had selling tickets for us as well. So it's been a great thing, you know, just across the board.
Is this something you're going to do again? I mean, Queen of Hearts was obviously epic.
Queen of Hearts was epic. Couple of really fun facts is as of last week, I knew that we took the state of Ohio for the largest, you know, Queen of Hearts jackpot, which was super cool for us. But then we started conducting a study because, you know, I'm very goal-oriented. And I said, okay, you know, we did the state. I want to see where we're at in the nation. So all the research that was coming back and all the data actually was proving to us that we are currently the largest Queen of Hearts jackpot in the nation.
Wow.
So that was super cool for us.
Congrats.
Amazing.
That's huge.
So is there a cap, like a limit as to how much you can give away in this drawing, say perhaps next time?
That's the beauty of it. There's no cap on it. This basically, you know, the way I looked at it last night, and I said this to someone, the Queen of Hearts, basically, we just looked at it as Grayton Road Tavern was hosting it. Each and every participant, though, they're the ones who really made all this magic happen. They're the ones who made this guy, you know, $5.5 million richer.
So will you start the jackpot at $1,000 again?
Yeah. So currently, the winner of this, of last night's jackpot, he'll get 90%. The next 10%, you know, out of that is going to roll right into our next board. We're actually going to start selling tickets again on May 3rd, and our first drawing will be May 9th. So that next jackpot's going to start at $550,000.
That's insane.
Yeah. So I really honestly think that this next board is going to be even bigger. So, you know, the one thing that we're doing is a little bit different from other places is last night was our first board. The claim was revealed. Our total game is actually going to consist of a four boards. So, you know, at the end of that fourth board, then it'll get paid out at 100%.
Very cool stuff.
Yes, very cool, very exciting. You know, and not only from, you know, the economical impact for not only, like I said, our tavern, but even across Northeast Ohio, you know, we looked at all the way down to, you know, I'll give you an example, Office Max. I went into an Office Max and people there were thanking us because they sold out of stamps.
You know, wow.
It's crazy the economical impact that this one game has had across Northeast Ohio, but also the social impact of it was really cool, too. You know, we had people who would basically stand in line for, you know, an hour sometimes, and they would be talking to each other. You know, they'd be basically talking about what they would do if they won this jackpot. So it was really cool that people actually put their phones down and were talking to each other.